It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, live from Green Central School. It's the opening round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Tournament. And tonight, it's the 7-seed Green Trojans hosting the 10-seed Walton Warriors. The boys opened up last night, the girls tonight. It's that time of year. And I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed, and you can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. And folks, you know, I've had a variety of color commentators recently. Everyone's been helping me out for the different championship games. Today, I dug deep into the WCDO well and found my great football partner, Mr. Tim Cutting. It's good to see you here, Tim.
Thank you, Nate. I'm really looking forward to this. This is my first round ball game of the year, and this is going to be a good one, folks. It's sectional time. You know, it's winner go home, and they'll lay it all out on the line. The Trojans and the Warriors will give it their best, and we'll see what comes out at the end.
You know, always such a long season for basketball. It's a grind, you know, over the late fall and in through the harsh winter season, then kind of into the spring as well, and these teams are fighting for their playoff lives right now, trying to extend their season. It's just amazing how long of a season it is, but it always goes so fast as well.
It definitely does go fast, and I'll tell you what, for those that are the seniors out there, you know, this is it. I mean, you lay it all out on the line in these games, because you never know when that will be the last time you put that uniform on and shoot the ball for your team.
We're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll break things down a little bit more. Green and Walton tonight, there's a special milestone as well that could be reached here tonight for one of the Walton players. So we'll keep that a little bit of a secret for now, but definitely another reason we wanted to be here to support these teams in tonight's game. I'm Nate Lull for Tim Cutting. We'll be back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We always welcome in all our listeners online. That's a service courtesy of SFCU. Just a reminder, folks, we do record all of these games in our game audio archive. It's a free download anytime. You can go back and listen to these games at WCDOsports.com. So a good one here tonight, the Green Girls hosting Walton. Here are the other Class C games happening tonight. You have 16 seed UV is at the top seed Newfield. 9 Watkins Glen is at 8 Odessa Montour. 12 Thomas Edison is at 5 Delhi. 13 Tioga is at 4 Union Springs. 14 Moravia is at 3 Unitego. 11 Oxford's at 6 Elmira Notre Dame. Of course, this game here, and then 15 Cander is at number 2 Deposit Hancock. So those are the other Class C girls games here tonight. Boy, Tim, last night the MAC boys did not fare so well in sectional play. The only boys MAC teams we have left are Delhi and Green, the two teams that made the championship. We'll hope a little bit better for our local MAC teams that we cover here on CDO, but always a tough time of year. We kind of talk about it, in football as well. You start seeing those teams from the IAC area, and they just always seem to be really, really tough.
Yeah, what I always remember about the IAC is that those kids play a lot of soccer up there, and they are so well-conditioned, and they're just incredible athletes. And then the other thing that they can do is they can D it up. But I tell you, they really get right in your face and really bother you on the ball and away from the ball. They're really good help defenders, and it's really tough to score against them.
I know a lot of local coaches that I spoke with this week that had to go into IAC territory, as I like to call it. They were nervous because they said, you know, it's a different brand of basketball out there. Their thoughts on the matter were, and this is straight from MAC coaches, they were saying, hey, you know, here we get a lot of touch fouls, and you never know quite what you're going to get. You go out there, you know it's going to be a physical game. How does my team handle that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot to get used to. I mean, you've been playing very, tentatively, during the year because you're worried about these little touch fouls, and then you get up into the IAC, into the sectionals, and you get there, board of officials, and boy, do they let them play.
Yeah, so we wish the best to our MAC teams that are out there tonight. There's four Class D girls games that we'll also be keeping an eye on tonight. That's 9 Morris at 8 Worcester, 12 Skenevis at 5 Downsville, 11 GMU has to make the hike out to 6 Marathon, and 10 Edmiston makes a long trek out to 7 Hunter Tannersville. So keeping an eye on the C and the D games tonight. There'll be no games tomorrow, so I get to go home and have an early dinner, I guess. But nice. Then Friday and Saturday is going to be another busy slate of games. Of course, Cooperstown boys and girls are already in their semifinals in Section 3. I was up in Coop last night watching their second-round games, and we'll have the B games mixed in as well this weekend with Oneonta and Norwich playing. So it's going to be a busy Friday and Saturday. Once we get through tonight, we'll be able to decide what we want to do for radio games based on the schedule for the rest of the weekend. So we're going to pause for the national anthem, the starting lineups. It's the opening round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament here tonight. 10 Walton at 7 Green. We'll be back on WCDO.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're live in green. The Green Girls hosting Walton in the opening round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo as well. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Here's our starting lineups first for the Walton Warriors. They will have junior number 10, Grace Reinhart, freshman number 12, Jacqueline Gransberry. They have senior number 20, Mackenzie Clough. They have freshman number 22, Makara McGibbon, and junior number 33, Lauren Frank. And on the other side for Green and head coach Dave Gorton, as they get set here for tonight's game, they have senior number 3, Madison Rice, sophomore number 5, Olivia Kennedy, junior number 23, Mackenzie Drew, junior number 24, Kylie Peck, and senior number 45, Emma Smith. Green's going to be in the home white uniforms with the green trim, says Trojans in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. Walton is in the orange uniforms, the black and the white trims, as Walton in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. And so sectional time here, Tim. One of these teams will get to move on, and the other team will be done for the season. They both had good seasons so far, coming in with records of 12-8 and 12-7. But I guess probably the best thing you can say this time of year is, hey, we got practice tomorrow.
That's right. And I'll tell you what, right now they're all hoping that they do have practice tomorrow. But I'll tell you what, Nate, by looking at how they warmed up, I think we're in for a little bit of a scrappy game tonight, because I think both of these teams are going to fight for the ball. They're going to be on the floor going after loose balls, and I think it's going to be an exciting game.
Yeah, also, you know, a lot of size in this game on the interior. I think it's going to be a good battle on the boards as Green wins the opening tip-off as Emma Smith was able to tap it away. They'll work it directly back inside to Smith. Tries to shoot it off the glass. Missed the shot there. Body's flying, and Walton with the rebound. Back in transition. They find Mackenzie Clough down low. Left-handed layup won't go. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in.
Nice little putback by Mackenzie right there to get the first two of the game.
So Clough scores there, and it's a 2-0 lead for Walton with about 30 seconds gone in the opening quarter. Trojans with the basketball going right to left. They'll work it down low here, finding Emma Smith on the baseline. Little up and under is good for Smith. Count the bucket, and she's going to the basket as Green goes right to left here in the first quarter.
Smith with a nice little baseline move to get to the other side of the basket and draw the contact and the foul, and made the hoop, so she's got one shot.
Green was the 4 seed in the MAC tournament last week and took on Deposit Hancock on the road. Smith misses that shot, and DH coach Scott Young said, boy, Smith was just too much for us. We had a really tough time containing her down low, so interested to watch her here tonight as our score is 2-2. Walton with the ball going left to right. They have it left wing side for Gransberry to the high post for Clough. Now back to the top of the key. They'll work it right side for Grace Reinhart. Steps in, floater is off the back of the rim. Rebound back out for Lauren Frank. Out to Gransberry. Her shot is too strong. Rebound for Green. And Rice back up the floor. Sees an opening. Wants to try to take it to the rim. Will have a foul as the Red Sea kind of parted there for Rice. She took it in and can't get the shot to go. We're tied 2-2, 6:55 to go in the first.
Defender back on the play was number 12, and Rice just thought she could beat her to the rack, and she did, and got the foul, and she will shoot two.
So Gransberry was hustling back, but Rice saw the opening and went for it. As Rice will settle in, first shot here for Maddie is off the mark and no good. Second shot coming. Well, you got to think it's been a long break for some of these teams as well, since they're last game before the sectional tournament. Rice's second shot is also no good. Rebound here for Walton. 6:50 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 2-2. Walton girls with the ball. Going left to right, they have it with McGibbon on the right wing side. They'll skip it back across. Almost intercepted there by Peck of Green, but it gets to the high post for Clough. Takes it into the paint, and she's fouled. We'll see who this one's on from the officials, as there was two Green players right there trying to block that shot.
Thought she might have got away with a little discontinuation of dribble there for a second, but they let it go, and she took it to the hole on the left-hand side and got the contact.
So Peck is whistled for the foul, her first and the team's first. Clough's first shot is too strong off the back of the rim. Here's our team foul situation. Two here on Walton so far, and one on Green. So Clough will settle in looking for her second shot. She got the opening bucket of the game for the Warriors and makes the foul shot.
And the Key West connection just came into the stands here. I don't know if you saw that or not, Nate, but that's quite the deal right there.
Yeah, student section looking like they're going with a little Hawaiian beach theme here tonight. Gotta love all these student sections this year. They've been doing a great job. Green on the baseline with Peck, and her shot is knocked away. Clough with a rebound. Warriors leading 3-2, 6:20 to go in the first quarter here in the opening round of the sectional tournament. Warriors with the ball. They go left side in the orange with the black and white trim. And now for Lauren Frank on the baseline. Pull-up jumper here for McGibbon is too strong. Rebound for Smith and an outlet pass. Here come the Trojans. They're leaking a player long, but they don't decide to throw it down with that home run pass. Instead, Kylie Peck will take it right in. Misses the right-handed lamp. Another rebound for Clough.
Yeah, Green's playing like an extended 2-1-2 out here, and it's probably a 2-3, but they have the middle up on the high post area trying to keep Clough in control.
Walton with the basketball. As they go left to right, they have it at the top of the key now, looking for Gransbury. Gransbury back to Frank, right side, steps in with 8 on the shot clock. Her shot skims the left side of the rim. Was just a little off as she took that 15-footer rebound for Green. 5.5 to go first quarter. Walton leading Green 3-2. Trojans with the ball. They'll work it into the paint. Here's Peck, and she's fouled as she goes up for the layup. This will be the third team foul on the Warriors so far in the first quarter. Foul's going to be on McGibbon.
24, Kylie Peck doing exactly what she's being given. The girl's making her go to her left. She takes it to her left and gets hit and is going to shoot two.
So McGibbon will step in, looking for the shot from the line. This one is up and good there for Peck. Her first points of the night, and we're tied up at 3 apiece with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Green, the 7th seed, Walton, the 10, here in the opening round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament. Second shot for Peck, no good. And there's Clough with the rebound, who, the senior, just went over the 1,000 career rebounds mark last week. And maybe another milestone in the works here tonight. We'll see. Walton with the basketball. They try to work the Clough down low. Ball ricocheted out of bounds, going to stay with the Warriors with 5:10 to go in this first quarter, and it's tied 3-3.
Mackenzie Drew, number 23 for Green, with a real nice stop right there. Otherwise, Clough has a layup.
Walton will look to get it in on the baseline, and they'll swing it to the top of the key now for McGibbon. Now back to Clough at the foul line. She stepped in off a screen, couldn't get it to go. Frank with the rebound, puts it up and in.
Real nice offensive rebound by number 33, Frank.
So Walton leads Green 5-3, 4:50 to go first quarter. Here's Rice on the right side. Rice 3 points through the line extended, finds Peck at the high post. Directing traffic here, comes off a screen. Will now work it to Mackenzie Drew, back to Smith at the right elbow. Takes it into the paint, a lot of contact, no foul, and Clough comes away with the basketball. Wings one up the left wing side, now back to the right wing side, and Lauren Frank will miss the layup and will have a whistle with 4.5 to go in the first. Foul's going to be on Clough, who was hustling for that rebound. And boy, great ball movement, Tim. They just couldn't finish.
Yeah, real nice break right there. They got the ball up real quick and then two couple passes. No, not a lot of dribbling. That's how you beat it. And a real nice job by Walton, but the big girl gets a key foul right there.
Yeah, Clough was hustling back, tried to scoop up that rebound. There was some contact. So that's going to be her second team foul on Mackenzie Clough. So she's going to go to the bench. That's key for Walton. They have 4 team fouls now. Stripped, though, and taken away by the Warriors. Let's see what they can do in her absence. Here is Jacqueline Gransbury, one of the exciting freshmen on this team that's played some big minutes along with McGibbon.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Nate. She's playing because she can play defense. She is right up in the grill of the girl that she's guarding man-to-man.
Gransbury with a 3 from the left side. It wouldn't go. We'll have a foul on Walton on the rebound. Foul's going to be on Lauren Frank, her first team's 5th. So 4:05 to go in this first quarter, and it's 5-3. And Green's going to be shooting here, as in the girls' game now. They reset the fouls every quarter. You get to 5, you shoot. And so with 4:05 to go in the first quarter, it's Walton 5, Green 3. If you're Walton, you want to get off to a good start here. You're on the road. It's a long trip over here. Playing good defense, but the fouls have just not gone in their favor.
Yeah, and it's hustle fouls, too. You can't really blame the kids for that because they are going after the ball, being aggressive and everything, and they're just getting caught off balance a little bit and making the contact and then getting the foul called on them.
So heading to the line for Green will be Mackenzie Drew, the junior. Steps in, first shot from the line, no good. So Green a little cold here in the early going. They haven't been able to take advantage of these fouls.
Yeah, they've shot quite a few of them, too.
Second shot coming here for Mackenzie Drew. And this one is up and good. So Drew gets her first basket, and it's 5-4. Walton girls on top of Green. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Nate Lowell and Tim Cunning with you tonight on WCDL. Thanks for listening in. Opening round of the Class C Section 4 girls basketball tournament. Walton goes left side, and they have Grace Reinhardt. Reinhardt into the corner for Lauren Frank for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And a rebound here for Green and Olivia Kennedy. Kennedy left side will work one back now for Mackenzie Drew. Drew with a chest pass to Kylie Peck. Peck directing traffic, 20 on the shot clock. Will dish one for Maddie Rice. 3.5 to go first quarter, 1-point lead, 5-4 for Walton over Green. Down low, Peck stripped to the basketball, and Walton will come away. Here's Gransberry, left side, bounce pass ahead for Lauren Frank, and she's fouled as Mackenzie Drew was hustling back, and Frank will go to the line.
Number 12 with a fantastic break right there. Just did a really nice job, created an angle and a nice little bounce pass off the dribble, and got her teammate and created the foul.
3:23 to go in the first quarter. It's Walton 5, Green 4. Lauren Frank to the line. First shot is up and good for Lauren Frank. So she has 3 points. Clough has 3 points as well for Walton, but she's on the bench with those two fouls for her protection. Frank's second shot from the line. Oh, rolls all the way around the rim, then pops out of bounds, but it's going to stay with Walton.
Ball just hung around there for a little bit, and it could have gone either way, but Walton does keep the ball here.
So 3:20 to go in the first quarter. It is Walton 6 and Green 4. Warriors will get it in. Gransberry left side for a three off the front of the rim. A long rebound comes back out to McGivin. Now to Gransberry left side as Walton gets a fresh shot clock. They immediately push it down low, and the shot is up and good for guess who? Lauren Frank.
Real nice pass by number 12 from the left wing down to the baseline for the 2 points.
Good look there from Gransberry. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. It's 8-4. Walton girls leading Green, and now another steal by Walton. Active hands on defense. And Gransberry will pass one ahead to Frank. Frank's going to pull it back out, and we're going to have an up and down here. With 2:50 to go in the first quarter, so a turnover and back to Green.
Well, double dribble action there for the Walton Warriors, and Green will take the ball, but Walton looks like they're going to stun the floor with a man-to-man press here.
So the Warriors off to a good start. They lead 8-4 on the road against a very tough Green team. And the Trojans will look to get it in. They're going to break the press and have numbers if they can hurry. Peck will find Smith. The layup off the glass and good.
Real nice press break right there by the Green Trojans right there. Just got the ball in the middle of the floor and then created an angle and an easy bounce pass with 2 points.
Back to the 2-point game with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Walton 8 and Green 6. Walton with the ball with Grace Reinhardt. Pulls up for a long two in and out. Boy, hit both sides of the rim and rattled out. Rebound for Green, and Albin will bring it back down the floor. Now to Smith, steps in for a long two, too strong. Rebound is picked up by Albin. Passes back out for Peck, right side for three for Green. That's also off the back of the tin. Another rebound for the Trojans. Left side, Kennedy for a long two, foots on the line. That's too strong. Green with another rebound, and boy, they're Windexing the glass. They find Smith down low, and she's fouled with 2:05 to go in the first.
Yeah, nice little play. She caught the ball at the foul line, just put it on the floor two times, and went strong to the rec, and got fouled. She'll shoot two.
And so this will send Smith to the line. So despite the cold start, Green definitely still in this game as Smith to the line hits the first one.
I mean, it's right now 1 point game, but if you think about all the number of times that they've gone to the line, missed foul shots, you know, they could be ahead by five.
Second shot up and good for Smith. So Emma Smith has 6 points. We're tied 8-8 with 2:05 to go in the first quarter in the 7-10 matchup here in the opening round of the Section 4 Class C girls basketball tournament. Boys was last night. As we said, Delhi and Green, the only Mac boys teams left. It was a tough night last night for our local Mac boys teams. Walton with the ball. They'll go to the high post. Clough is back in. She's got those two fouls. Tosses up a shot, hits the side of the rim, won't go. Walton a rebound, tapped out of bounds, though, by Kennedy. Active hands there for Green. It'll stay with Walton.
Real active 2-1-2 zone for Green, and almost gets a steal at number 5.
So Walton will work it in with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 8-8. And here is Gransberry. Gransberry bounce pass, finding Reinhardt right side. Now back to McGivin at the top of the key. Walton going left to right. They throw it down low for Frank on the baseline. It was too much of a hot potato. Out of bounds it goes and back to green.
Thought she had it for a minute, and then it just that last little bit just got away from her and bounced off the line. Green ball.
Trojans looking for the lead with 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're tied 8-8. A good one so far here in the opening round of the sectional tournament here in the Class C bracket. At the foul line, another steal here for Walton, and they will come away with it with Gransberry. Boy, she's been tough.
Yeah, she's playing really good defense. I mean, folks, if you want to see a young player that's got a really good defensive skills, check out number 12 from Walton.
McGibbon with a three from the left side. It won't go. Ball knocked out of bounds. Looks like it'll stay with the Warriors on that rebound.
And guess who was pressuring the ball there? Number 12 from Walton. She's all over the floor, folks.
Gransberry had an excellent fall as well on the field hockey field. So a bright future for Gransberry and McGibbon. Gransberry floats a pass across, finding Lauren Frank at the left elbow. Frank lost it. We're going to have a foul on green on Jenna Albin.
I think they wouldn't have thrown the whistle, but she went to the ground. If she hadn't gone to the ground, I think she would have. They would have ate the whistle. But ball will be out of bounds on the baseline for Walton Warriors.
Student section slowly growing over there with bathing suits and sunglasses and towels. A lot of fun. Rebound here for Walton off the missed shot on the inbounds play. Clough gathered it up, and then we'll have a jump ball, and the arrow is going to keep it with Walton. So yeah. 55 seconds to go, first quarter, we're tied at 8.
Good hustle right there by two players going after the ball on the floor, not worried about their skin and their knees or anything like that, just diving and giving it all.
Warriors with the ball, and they'll go to Gransberry left side. Gransberry finds Clough in the paint, pull-up jumper, good. And there's Clough now with 5. And that gives Walton a 10-8 lead with 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Albin left side. Now we'll work one back to Mackenzie Drew. Drew finds Peck down low, shot is blocked. And Walton will come away with it. Here's McGibbon. 30 seconds left to go, first quarter. Walton leading 10-8. Across the midcourt timeline with Reinhardt. Down low looking for Frank. Smith was there, knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with Walton.
Nice defense by number 45, Smith, to save an easy layup probably for the Walton Warriors. But good defense by number 45.
Good battle on the interior so far for both sides. Walton will get it in. They'll try a three in the left corner. Too short. Clough with a rebound off that miss from Reinhardt. Clough is blocked by Smith. And away comes Green with the ball. Peck down the floor. Numbers if they can hurry. Kennedy tries to take it to the rim. Can't get it to go on the left side, but she's fouled with 11 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Nice little move on the left-hand side by Kennedy with one bounce and takes it to the hole really strong and draws the foul on number 12 for the Walton Warriors.
And to the line will be Kennedy with 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. Walton leading 10-8. Kennedy's first shot off the back of the rim and no good. An outstanding softball pitcher. I don't want to look ahead from basketball, but she's a fun one to watch. And excited for that. Softball will be a lot different in the MAC this year with Deposit combining with Hancock. A lot of storylines there. Second shot for Kennedy, no good. Gathers up her own rebound with 8 seconds left. Now back out to Albin. Albin left side, thought about a long two, but didn't pull the trigger. Instead, gets it off to Drew. Her shot won't go, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter. Walton hanging tough here with Green. It's Walton 10, Green 8. We'll be back on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's the old football broadcast crew getting together for some hoops tonight. To the high post, Green with the ball. They go back out to Rice and now to Smith in the corner. Smith steps in. Kennedy left side, and this one is blocked. Did it go out of bounds? No, kept in by Green. Albin, the jumper is good.
Well, it switched defenses there, did a little pressure zone on that play, and we'll see if they stay in it or go back to that man-to-man. Their point guard does have two fouls, so maybe that's why they went to the zone.
So we're tied 10-10 with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Walton with the ball. They go inside to Clough at the left elbow. Pull-up jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound inside for Mackenzie Drew. Now to Rice on the right side. Chest pass ahead for Kennedy. Inside for Smith off the glass. It won't go. Rebound Clough. Clough will work it back up the floor herself. Again, grabbed her 1,000th rebound last week and could be looking at another milestone here tonight. We're keeping an eye on that. They go to the high post for Clough. Clough now back out to McGibbon. Down low for Frank. Stripped of the ball, out of bounds, stays with the Warriors. Again, 6:50 to go in the second. We're tied at 10.
Clough's getting the ball at the high post area, but there are two Green Trojans right with her as soon as she catches the ball, so it's going to be tough for her to get in points on that line.
Warriors get it in. They go to the right wing corner. Now they work it all the way around to McGibbon, far side. It's up and good. No, that was Gransberry who hits it. And it's 13-10, a big three there from Gransberry.
Yeah, about 2 feet behind the line right there. Great shot by the youngster.
Green trying to answer. They bring it to the left side. Here is Kennedy on the baseline. Goes for Smith at the left low block. Turnaround move for Smith. Rolls out. And a rebound for Walton. 6:20 to go in the second. Walton girls leading Green 13-10. Gransberry goes far side for Grace Reinhart. Reinhart to the high post for Clough. Clough splits two defenders and is fouled on the floor. Let's see who they get this on here for Green, Tim.
I think it's 23 for Green. That would be Mackenzie Drew. And I believe that's Mackenzie Drew's first.
It's our first team foul of the second quarter, but the second on Drew.
On Drew, yep.
So Walton, boy, off to a good start here on the road. Like we said earlier, a long road trip to get over here to Green. And you never know how you're going to come out. It's been a long layoff. Good start, though, for the Warriors. Walton will get it in. They find Gransberry for another three from downtown in the left corner from deep, and it's 16-10.
5 feet from behind the line on that one. She was way out there.
Wow, so Walton with their biggest lead of the game at 16-10. They find Maddie Rice for Green, left side. She tries a three. It won't go, and Clough is there for the rebound.
You can see why she has 1,000 rebounds in her career. She's a very good rebounder.
Clough, the senior at 5'11". Trying to cap off a nice career. Lost control of the ball here. It's loose on the floor. And looks like we're going to have a foul, actually, on Walton, I believe, here on McGibbon for reaching in. Yes.
Yeah, great. Like I said before, you know, I figured it was going to be, you know, nobody's afraid to get down on the floor and try to get those loose fouls. And, you know, those are aggressive fouls. As a coach, you got to love a kid that's willing to do that for you.
Yeah, right there. I mean, it looked like it was possibly going to be a jump ball. Both teams were scrapping for it. And it just ended up being a foul on Walton. And that's going to be the second on McGibbon. Straight away for a long three here for Kylie Peck. Peck gets it to go, and that's a big shot there for Green to cut it back to a three-point game.
Off the front of the rim into the backboard and then back into the basket. Great three-point shot.
Walton with the basketball. They lead 16-13 with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. Now they'll work it for McGibbon. McGibbon bounces into the corner now. A three for Walton is off the mark there for Jillian Wright. Rebound, loose on the floor, in the paint. We're going to have a foul. Or were they going to say it's out of bounds? No, this will be a foul.
Yeah, 22 foul, number 22. A little shove in the back as the ball was coming into the post, and the referees got the call.
So Caitlin Pratt will pick up the foul for Green. Her first, team second. Both teams going to the bench. Smith's going to come back in here for Green. And Lauren Frank will check back in for the Walton Warriors. So Walton with the ball on the inbounds pass. They try to work one here to McGibbon. She gets tied up for a jump ball. Stays with Walton.
Good hustle on Green's defensive part right there by number three, Madison Rice, to tie that ball up.
So 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Walton girls leading 16-13. Warriors will look to get it in. They float one to Frank. And a baseline jumper for Frank is too strong. Clough with a rebound. A little up and under. Can't get the shot to go, but she's fouled. Boy, she has been a force on the glass tonight.
Yeah, she's doing a really nice job. I mean, and those are, Green has the position on the inside. She just makes a really good jump at the ball and gets her hands up high, keeps the ball high until she puts it on the floor. And then when she goes to the floor, she goes to the hole.
So settling in will be Clough at the line. And first shot is up and good for Clough. So Clough now with 6 points. And the second one coming here for the senior is Walton leads 17-13. And the second shot is good for Clough. She's got 7.
Those were nothing but net, both of those. Real nice shots.
Green with the basketball. They work one inside for Smith. That seems to be the recipe for success, but she can't make the left-handed layup. Another rebound for Walton.
So by number 20.
Warriors lead 18-13. So we come up on 4.5 to go in the second quarter. They try to go to the high post. Steal now by Green. Trojans turning up the heat on defense. Here's Maddie Rice on the baseline. Tries to work one over to Kennedy. Knocked out of bounds. Stays with the Trojans.
By the defensive stalwart, number 12, Gransbury, with really good defense on the ball.
Green will work it in. They find Peck left side for a long three. It's off the mark. Smith the rebound. Puts it up. Can't get the right-handed layup. Smith's getting the looks. They just won't go. Now back out to Peck. A long two. Won't go down. Ball out of bounds. Going to go back to Walton. 4:15 to go in the second. Walton leads 18-13 here, Tim.
Yeah, great hustle right there. Both players going after the ball, going out of bounds to the Walton Warriors. And I believe we're going to have a timeout by the Walton Warriors.
Timeout Walton. They lead 18-13, 4:15 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're live in Green tonight, opening round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament. It's 10-seed Walton leading 7-seed Green, 18-13. And it's been a good one so far here, Tim.
Yeah, it definitely has, and Green has not come out of that zone, but every time Clough gets the ball at the high post, there's two or three people right around her really quick. She looks the opposite side, she's going to have somebody with a layup.
Clough finds Gransbury, a deep three right side, won't go. Ball hits out of bounds. Took a bad bounce there if you're a Walton fan, and it goes back to Green.
Yeah, if Clough will take that ball at the high post, turn and look opposite, she's going to have somebody going back to her in two for an easy layup.
Trojans with the ball, trailing 18-13. And for as cold as they've been, they're still in this ball game. They work it down low to Albin. She's blocked there by Clough. Albin gets it back. Right-handed layup won't go down. Rebound loose on the floor. Peck comes out of the scrum with the ball. And Peck wants to restart things for Green. They'll work one into the corner. A long two here for Kennedy is good. Olivia Kennedy with her first bucket. It's 18-15.
Number 5 just stepped on the line, counted for 2. Not far from the 3.
3:30 to go in the second quarter. Stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll get you some out-of-town scores. Traveling violation here on Gransbury. Green gets it back, and you can almost feel that momentum shifting a little.
Yep, just a little bit. The crowd is getting into it a little bit more and more each time up and down the floor.
Yeah, the Hawaiian section over there is starting to ramp things up.
Don Ho section.
Yeah. Smith with a pull-up jumper from the foul line off the pass from Rice, and she scores. Smith now with 8 points, and it's back to a one-point game, 18-17, with 3:05 to go in the second. Walton with the ball. They go high post now for McKibben. Lost control of the ball. Smith wrestling and scrambling for it along with McKibben. Out of bounds, going to stay with Walton.
Wow, McKibben did a great job of keeping that ball, and last minute just threw it off number 45 for a Green. So it's their ball with 16 seconds on the shot clock.
So Walton will look to work it in. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Frank in the corner. Now they'll work one inside for Clough. Stripped of the ball, but Walton holds on. Gransberry back to Clough. Right low block. Immediately double team. Turnaround shot. Rolled in and out. Smith with a rebound.
Yeah, real great defense. They're just all over her when she gets the ball. Anywhere, there's two people right there for her.
Here's Smith. Pull up in the lane. It's short. Skim the front of the rim. And the miss goes right to Clough. Clough handling the ball in transition with a bounce pass. Finds Lauren Frank on the right side as Walton goes left to right. They're in the orange with the white tonight. Green is in the home whites with the green trim. Walton with the ball. Reinhardt inside for Clough, and the pass was too hot. And a bouncing ball comes loose to Green. Tapped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Trojans, though, with 2:15 to go.
Not that last trip, but the trip before, they actually switched who was playing the high post to try to get that off-wing pass down to Clough and see if maybe she could get that layup instead of herself working on the inside.
Trojans go inside to Peck here. Peck on the left wing side finds Kennedy. Now back to Peck. Foot was on the line for a long two. In and out, rebound. Loose on the floor. Warriors come away with it. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, and the Walton girls cling to an 18-17 advantage here over Green on the road. It's been a good one so far, but Walton will throw it away. McGibbon tried that skip pass across the zone, and somebody would have had to be about 6'8 to catch that.
Yeah, and she's only 5'5.
And so with a minute 53 to go in the second, Green gets it back, again looking for the lead. We come up on the halftime break. Chest pass into the corner for Peck. Peck on the baseline, splits two defenders, and looks to work it back out to Rice. They swing one over to Kennedy. Tries to go to the bank. It's closed. Rebound for McGibbon. Tried an outlet pass to Gransberry, and a little miscommunication there, out of bounds and back to Green.
Yeah, Walton's a little disheveled right here, and a lot of it is their spacing. Their spacing is getting a little bit too narrow. They need to widen it out a little bit more, and that'll create angles for better passing.
Here's Rice, left side. Goes back to Peck. Peck steps through. Good play there, but cannot finish. Peck with her own rebound, though. Up off the glass, it won't go. Clough this time swoops in and cleans the glass. So a minute 15 to go in the second quarter. Warriors still protecting this 18-17 lead. Walton on top of Green. Left side of the floor here for Walton. They work one down low for Lauren Frank. A reverse layup is good.
Nice move.
Great move there, and Frank's got seven. And it's 20-17.
Caught the ball on the left block, went over on the other side, protected the ball with the rim, and made a really nice reverse layup.
Kennedy now finds Smith down low for Albin. She's fouled from behind. Can't get the shot to go, but Albin will head to the line with 52 seconds to go in the first half.
Number 10, Grace Reinhardt, with the foul with the body, and number 10 for Green, Jenna Albin will be shooting two.
During our halftime break, we'll try to catch you up on some out-of-town scores. We're starting to get some score updates from some of the other games tonight as Albin gets the first shot to go. She has three, makes it 20-18. You feel like this game isn't going to get much more than that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty tight-knit game all game long because both teams are hustling. There's really a lot out there, and a lot of times that causes turnovers, and we'll see what happens when it gets down to crunch time.
Albin's second shot no good. Walton with a rebound. So 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Walton works it inside for Clough. Turnaround shot good for Mackenzie Clough. She has nine. And it's 22-18. Walton on top of Green with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Green trying to find a good shot here on this possession. They go inside for Albin. Left-handed layup no good. Clough with another rebound. Walton's got some time to work with here.
Yeah, they want one shot. We'll see if they take a timeout before design a play or if they're going to just go with it from here.
Looks like they'll go for it. Shot clock's off. 10 seconds left. They go to the high post for Clough. Turnaround shot for Clough. Skims the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Green. 3 seconds left. Peck with a half-court heave for Green, and it's no good. So our halftime score is Walton 22, Green 18. We picked a good one here, Tim.
Yeah, you definitely did, Nate. This is a great game, and I have a feeling the second half isn't going to let us down either.
No, it looks like a back-and-forth battle. Both teams finding the momentum at different times. And it's going to be an interesting second half. We'll come back and talk a little bit more here in just a couple of minutes during our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Halftime break, Walton girls leading Green 22-18. For Tim Cunning, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. It's time for our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Mirabito. For more information, call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, the Walton girls on top of Green, 22-18. I think maybe the outsider might say, wow, that's a little surprising. Walton hanging in that game. These two teams with pretty much identical records coming in tonight, but Green just seemed to have a little bit more of a push in the MAC. They got the 4 seed, so it would be a little bit of an upset here tonight if Walton could pull this off.
Yeah, they're doing a really nice job. I mean, they're really going as well as their number 12, goodness gracious, Gransberry is doing for them. I mean, she's running the show and doing a fantastic job. She's hit a couple threes over on the far side on the left, and she's trying to get the ball down to Clough, and every time they go to Clough at the high post, they're actually getting double-teamed and almost triple-teamed. So if Clough would just take a second, turn and face, and then look opposite, she's going to have somebody going to the hole.
Here's our scoring summary. First for Walton, 9 points for Mackenzie Clough, 7 for Lauren Frank, 6 for Jacqueline Gransberry on those 2 3-pointers. On the other side for Green, 8 points for Emma Smith, 4 for Kylie Peck, 3 for Jenna Albin, 2 for Olivia Kennedy, 1 for Mackenzie Drew. We're close enough now that our milestone here tonight involves Mackenzie Clough. She's now 4 points away from joining the 1,000 Career Point Club. She would be the 7th member in Walton school history. And not many players, you know, the only one I can think of off the top of my head that I've covered here locally to have 1,000 points, 1,000 rebounds was Abby Selfridge from BG, who graduated last year. So Clough is very, very close to joining an elite group.
Yeah, definitely. That would be an absolutely amazing accomplishment for the young lady. I mean, she's doing a fantastic job. And like I said, folks, she's getting double-teamed and triple-teamed because Green is doing everything in their power for that accomplishment not to happen in their gym.
Do have some out-of-town scores to pass along. The Unitigo girls are on top of Moravia, 21-10 at halftime. That game is at Unitigo tonight. Delhi girls are on top at halftime in their game against Thomas Edison, 47-16.
Wow.
Delhi this year has not been known for their scoring, so for them to have 47 at half is very, very impressive for Coach Bruce's club. So good luck to them so far.
Do they pressure D?
They are just in your face,
yep,
all over the place. I mean, Coach Bruce seems to dial something up different every night. But, boy, for them to put up 47, I'm sure Edison's going, wow, what the heck. The DH girls, Deposit Hancock, are ahead of 15-seed Candor. That's the 2-15 game, 29-26.
Ooh.
So Candor hanging tough with Deposit Hancock tonight.
One of those IAC schools.
Yeah. So that is a quick look at our out-of-town scoreboard. I do have some D scores to pass along in case we have any of our D listeners out there. Downsville girls leading Skenevis 11-6 at the end of the first quarter there. That game is in Downsville tonight. And the Worcester girls are on top of Morris 25-15 at the half there. That's in the D bracket tonight. That's the 8-9 game between Worcester and Morris. And Downsville's the 5. Skenevis is the 12 in that game. Oh, also, GMU girls are the 11. They're at 6 Marathon. They trail 30-24 at the half. So the WCDO Network doing well tonight, getting us some scores out there as both teams come back out onto the floor to warm up here. But it's that time of year. Everyone wants those scores. Tim, you got to give me those scores.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you have a team of people out there that are willing to do that, and I'll tell you what, that is awesome. And it's a great thing for these kids in all these little areas, little schools all over the place, that you get them the recognition that they so deserve.
It's a fun time of year, and I know how hard these athletes work, so glad to give them that recognition. Again, it's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Save instantly at the pump with that Mirabito Rewards Plus card. Our halftime score, Walton girls leading Green, 22-18. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Play WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Didn't have one other score to pass along. The Oxford girls, they're the 11th seed. They're at 6th seed Elmira Notre Dame. They trail by 3 at the half, 27-24. So all our MAC teams hanging tough so far here tonight on the girls' side. Tough night last night for the boys, but as we've said, doesn't matter, boys or girls, IAC always tough this time of year.
Yeah, they definitely are. I mean, it's just how they play. They just come out and they get right in your face defensively and make you play the whole length of the floor. And I'll tell you what, they try to get you to be out of control and make turnovers, and that's when they thrive.
Start of the second half, 22-18 the score. The Green Girls trailing Walton here in the opening round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament. Green with the ball going left to right. They go down low for Smith. They'll say she traveled.
Ooh.
And the ball will go back to Walton, who is now going right to left to start the second half.
Looked like she made a nice little move to the left side and was going to have a little about 8-footer for 2 points, and she just pulled her pivot foot.
So the Warriors with a 4-point lead. They're in the orange with the white and black trim. Green is in the white with the green trim. And Walton has the ball, but a steal now by Olivia Kennedy of Green. Down the right wing side, tries to take it to the rim. Missed the shot, but a foul on Gransberry in transition.
Ooh, boy, that's a big foul right there. I think that's her third. Pretty sure.
First foul of the second half. Yeah, that's the third on Gransberry. Good catch there, Tim. They need her in the game. And Clough has two, so some big pieces for Walton.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of teetering on foul trouble as Kennedy to the line. First shot is good.
It looked like it wasn't a lot of contact. It looked like she kept her body away, but apparently the referee felt that she brought her hand down across the arm.
Makes it 22-19. Green trying to claw their way back in. Second shot is good for Kennedy. She has four. So it's 22-20. Walton girls on top of Green as we are early in the third quarter tonight at GCS. They go to the high post for Clough. Clough in the paint, steps through. It's good. Clough now with 11, and she's one basket away from joining the 1,000 career point club. 7:10 to go in the third. That gives Walton a 24-20 edge in the third quarter. Boy, what a big game to be going for 1,000. And, you know, you're in sectionals, you're a senior, as Smith gets by Clough there and scores.
Smith with a real nice move to the left side, got the ball at the foul line and just put it down to the ground and took it up, made the layup, 2 points.
Cuts it right back to a two-point ball game, 24-22. They go to Clough at the high post. She stripped the ball, taken away by Green, and Peck will bring it back up with 6:35 to go now in the third, 24-22. Kennedy left side. Flips one over to Rice. Inside for Peck at the right low block. Can't get it to go. Peck is blocked here by McGibbon and is fouled and will head to the line.
Looks like the same thing happened in the first quarter. Green got to the line a lot, and hopefully they can make them in this quarter, and maybe it'll be, you know, they might have a lead here.
So Peck to the line here for Green, settling in. First shot is good for Peck. She has 5 points. Back to a one-point ball game, 24-23, and it just has that feel that it's going to stick like this for the remainder of this contest as Peck goes 2-for-2, and it's a 24-24 game with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Walton with the basketball. They go left side. Looking to go to the interior here for Clough, and it's taken away by Peck.
Peck with a real nice job. She fronted Clough on that play on the baseline because she had Smith over the top. Great play. Nice block.
Peck tries to go to the inside, and Clough is able to knock it away and back up the floor. Here comes Walton in a tie ball game. They go to Clough at the high post. She'll try to pull up for that shot, and it's an air ball. Peck with a rebound. And now for the Trojans on the baseline. Here comes Kennedy back across, tapped out of bounds. Going to stay here with Green with 5:40 to go in the third.
Ball knocked out of bounds by number 12, Gransberry, with great defense and kept the ball to the Green Trojans underneath their own basket.
And so the Trojans will look to get it in. They try a long two in the corner off the front of the rim. A rebound for Lauren Frank, but quickly lost it back to Emma Smith of Green. Now to Rice. Rice left side. Give and go for Smith. Back out Kennedy for a long two. Good. Kennedy hit that same exact shot in the first half with her foot on the line. And Green leads 26-24.
Yeah, she is so close to a three-pointer, but it's right on the line. And nice call by the officials.
Walton now trying to get back into it as they go inside for Clough. She's double-teamed. We're going to have a traveling violation on Clough as she was losing her balance and took a step back.
Yeah.
And a timeout is going to be taken here by the Walton Warriors. 5:12 to go in the third. Green jumps ahead of Walton, 26-24. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. We also record these games so you can go back and listen anytime in our game audio archive. 5:12 to go, third quarter. Green girls have jumped back ahead of Walton, 26-24, and out of the timeout, Trojans have the ball. Here is Rice, straight down the middle of the floor, chest pass to the right side for Peck. Now to Kennedy, swings one back far side for Rice. Flops one over the top of the zone, now looking for Peck on the right side. Her three is off the mark, and a rebound for Walton with Grace Reinhart.
Nice little play right there, got the ball to Gransbury. She brings it up the middle of the floor.
Gransbury goes to the right side for Reinhart. On the baseline drive, looking for Clough. Stripped of the ball, gets it back off the glass, rolls in and out. And Smith with a rebound. Boy, that would have been the one for 1,000, and it just swirled all the way around and wouldn't go down.
That's her third.
So, yeah, on that play, she misses the shot, also picks up her third foul.
It was going to be an interesting call right there because there was two people from the Walton Warriors right there, and referee said number 20 committed the foul.
4:40 to go in the third. Green leads 26-24. Rice across the Trojans logo at midfloor. Goes to Kennedy left side. Now to the foul line. Looking for Peck. Now back to Rice in the right wing corner. Tapped out of bounds by McGibbon and into the green bench.
McGibbon with real good defense right there. Got her hand in the passing lane and knocked the ball out of bounds.
4:25 to go in the third. Again, just a two-point ball game, but Green was trailing by four at half and clawed their way back in. Here is Peck on the baseline. Dishes one off for McKenzie. Drew, pull-up jumper is short. Rebound on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling. Drew comes away with it, but then taken back by Gransbury. Good steal by Gransbury. She gets across the midcourt timeline.
The freshman just is everywhere on that floor.
Now they go to Reinhart, trying to find Clough, but it's tapped away. Green with the rebound back up here for Kennedy. Kennedy finds Smith. Smith into the paint, off the glass. Good. She's got 12. Green leads 28-24.
Yeah, I think Walton's trying to focus on getting that second basket, or that the final basket for Clough, and they're not looking to score on their own.
They go down low for Clough here at the left low block, puts it up, can't get the shot. And the foul is going to be on the floor, so foul will be on Green's Kylie Peck.
That nice little entry pass there to Clough, but Clough was not able to get the shot action going in time, and they called the foul on the floor, so Walton ball out of bounds.
I agree, Tim. They seem to be trying to make an extra pass to get Clough the ball, and they'll work it into Clough here on the right wing side. It's kind of taken away from the flow of their offense. 3.5 to go in the third. Walton will work it inside for Clough again. Turnaround shot is blocked there by Smith, and Green will come away with Peck. Peck in the backcourt with 3:20 to go in the third. It's 28-24. Peck with a bounce pass down low. Finds Drew. And now it will be a double dribble and back to Walton.
Nice call right there. Good job by the defensive to drop down and help out on the baseline there on the left-hand side. Caused the double dribble. Walton gets the ball back.
Yeah, that looked like it was going to be a clean layup for Green, but a good shift on defense. Was able to shut that down. I think she got nervous. Did that double dribble. Walton with the ball. They go to Gransbury on the right side as Walton goes right to left. They float one over left side. Now looking for McGibbon. Far side for Grace Reinhart. Reinhart looking to the high post, but again, Clough is just surrounded here by Trojan defenders. 2:55 to go in the third. It's 28-24, and the Green Girls are on top of Walton. Clough at the high post lost it. We're going to have a jump ball, it looks like, here. And the arrow is going to keep it with the Warriors.
Yeah, I think they've got to do something. They have the ability to get shots off, but they're just trying to get a football to Clough every time. And Green knows that, and they're doubling and triple-teaming her.
Walton will look to get it in. And they will find Reinhart straight away for a three. It's too strong. Rebound Smith. And an outlet pass for Peck. Peck across the midcourt timeline as Green leads 28-24. Peck with a straightaway three here for Green. It's off the mark. Rebound for Caitlin Pratt. Her first bucket of the game, and Green leads by six. 30-24 with 2.5 to go in the third. Walton with the ball. Here is McGibbon. Left side for Frank. Walton in desperate need of a bucket here. They go to the high post. They go to Clough, right side. Now out to Gransberry for a three. Too strong. Rebound loose on the floor. Nice. Scooped up by Green. And an outlet pass to Peck. And they'll pump one ahead for Kennedy. A wide open layup for Kennedy is good. And she has eight. And it's 32-24. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Walton. With 2:05 to go in the third. Green has stretched this one out, folks. It's 32-24. Late in the third. We'll be back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, let's see if Walton can regroup. A bounce pass for Reinhart, right wing side, as Walton goes right to left. They reverse it for Gransberry, left side. Into the corner now for McGibbon. The pass was too strong. Tapped through her hands, and Green will come away with it. To midcourt, ball is loose, and Peck somehow will scoop it up. Boy, it looks like a football collision at midcourt, and no call. They go to Smith on the right side. She tries to take it to the rim. No good. Pratt with a rebound. Puts it up. Shot won't go, but she's fouled, and will head to the line. Boy, that was a big-time collision right at midcourt.
I guess so. I mean, we are used to doing football, Nate, so I think we just saw a little bit of that.
And so Pratt will go to the line. I don't think it was, you know, either team's fault.
No.
It's just good, you know, trying to get a trap near midcourt, and everyone just kind of fell into each other. Pratt's first shot, no good. Second one coming. Green trying to put their stamp on this third quarter as they lead 32-24. Pratt's second shot is good. And so Pratt now with 3 points. They lead Walton 33-24. Walton has only scored 2 points so far in the third quarter. Left side for Gransberry. Gransberry back to McGibbon. They go far side, Reinhart, and now to Clough. Down low, pull-up jumper here for Walton, and Lauren Frank, no good. Rebound Clough, tosses it up, it won't go. And a rebound for Green.
And she got a great rebound and then just tried to make that shot really quick and really was off balance. She's got to square up and make a good shot.
Here's Peck on the right side. Comes back out. Green resetting on offense. And they'll find Pratt down low, who's wide open, and she puts it in.
Nice pass by number 10 from the Green Trojans. She was just out there dribbling around and kind of looking to her left and threw it down to the left baseline. Nice pass.
35-24. Now Clough in the paint, wants to take it to the rim, is fouled. And we'll head to the line with 48 seconds to go in the third. Green leads 35-24. Clough 2 points away from 1,000. Mm-hmm. And Walton looking for a spark.
Yeah, and fouls, that foul for sure. She made a nice move to the left side and got contact and almost got the ball to go in. And then would have had the basket count and we'd have been in an intermission.
So Clough to the line, her first shot coming. This one is good. Clough now with 12, and I think every photographer in the Tri-County area is sitting underneath the hoop.
Yep, they are.
Looking for...
The McPherson brothers are down there. I see them.
As here's the shot at the line. Clough's shot is good. And there it is for Mackenzie Clough. 1,000 career points. Score is 35-25. 1,000 career points. and 1,000 career rebounds. Not many people can say they did that in their high school basketball career, and it couldn't happen to a nicer player, a nicer student athlete than Mackenzie Clough. Congratulations to her.
Yeah, very nice nice award right there. She's getting standing ovations, even from the Green fans. They know what a great player she is. Fantastic job. Congratulations, Miss Clough.
Emma Smith from Green coming over. They're going to share a nice hug here at midcourt. I'm amazed that the Walton fans were able to hide all these signs and balloons. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, she hit that foul shot. They came piling out. Coach Gorton from Green comes over, gives Mackenzie a nice handshake. She's going to get the game ball, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of photos and everything after tonight's game. As Mackenzie Clough, 1,000 career points. She's the seventh player in Walton history to join that club. She joins Dylan Jacob, who mm-hmm. got it earlier this year for the Walton boys. So a Walton boy and a Walton girl both joined the club here this season. So congratulations to Mackenzie.
Absolutely awesome. Great job. Hard worker, and has done a really good job. Now let's see if this takes a little bit of the edge off the Walton Warriors. They were in that mode where they were trying to get her the ball and get it to her so that she could get that monkey off her back right away, and they had kind of lost their offensive flow. They weren't looking. Number 12 is not looking to shoot her three over on the right wing, and maybe they'll start doing that now that that celebration is over.
You know, earlier in the game, I was saying, you know, we do a lot of games where somebody's about to hit 1,000 right from the opening tip. Mm-hmm. The offense just isn't there. They're forcing things. I thought Walton did a good job with that tonight. Yeah. It only got to where she only needed two to go. Then they were kind of forcing it a little bit.
Yeah, and they lost their spacing. I mentioned that earlier, that they lost their spacing. And when they did that, they made it easier for Green to guard them.
Green with the ball. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. We're back underway. It's 35-26. Green with the basketball, and on the baseline, Albin's shot is blocked. Goes back out to Pratt. Now to Rice. Steps back for three. That won't go. Rebound for the Green Trojans again. Back out for Kennedy. Pump fake. Steps in. Kennedy the jumper. Again, too strong. 16 seconds left. Can Walton get a shot off here? Back up the floor they come with McGibbon. This would be big if they could get a bucket here late in the third. 10 seconds left. Now to Reinhardt. Reinhardt left side into the corner now. Looking for Lauren Frank. 2 seconds left. They're going to have to shoot. McGibbon at the buzzer for three. Too strong. Three quarters in the books. It's Green 35, Walton 26. We'll be back on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of SFCU. Green girls on top of Walton 35-26. Tim, Green pulled away a little bit there in the third. If you're Walton, what do you do to get back in this ball game?
I think you go back to what you were doing in the first half. You know, you just keep working the ball. Green is double-teaming, so somebody's open on the opposite side. So if Mackenzie gets the ball at the high post, if she can turn around and look to the opposite wing, someone is going to have a shot.
Green with the basketball going left to right. It's going to have to be a good effort on defense here for Walton. That won't help as Olivia Kennedy got a wide-open lane on the right side, puts it in for a right-handed layup. 37-26. And the Green girls on top of visiting Walton here in the 7-10 matchup. Again, Mackenzie Clough just joined the 1,000 career point club for Walton. Congratulations again to her. Now a foul on Green, 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. And we'll keep an eye on the foul situation mm-hmm. here, too. That could play into it. Both teams have some key players that are right teetering on the edge of being in good foul trouble.
Yeah, they definitely are. And I'll tell you what, right now, Walton needs to keep number 12 and number 20 on the floor. Because one is generating the offense and the other one has been the offense.
Walton will work it in. They go to McGibbon. McKibben looking for options. Now back up to Grace Reinhardt as Walton goes right to left. They swing it left side. Lauren Frank for three. It looked good, but it was too strong. And the Trojans rip down a rebound. They come ahead for Kennedy. Now back to Kylie Peck, who's done a good job handling the ball. Peck right side. Bounce pass for Maddie Rice. Rice for a streaking Kennedy through the lane off her fingertips. Clough is able to steal it. Clough down the left side. Wants to go up off the glass. And can't get the shot to go. She's going to head to the line. With 7 minutes to go in fourth quarter, it's 37-26. Green on top of Walton.
That was a real nice move right there. Such a crossover dribble and right about the top of the key. And number three for Green was in a good, nice defensive position, but she did foul her on the way to the rack. So two shots for Clough.
So Clough will settle in. First shot is good for her. She has 14. And looking to add to it. Every total now is just one above 1,000. So right. Makes you look better on the banner, right?
The thing about basketball, they can't take it away from you. You know?
Yeah,
football, you get tackled behind the line. It's coming as you lose yards.
Clough gets her second shot to go. She's got 15. And it's 37-28. 7 minutes left. I'm getting the shout-out from the student section there. Appreciate that, guys. As here's Maddie Rice on the right side. She is fouled here by Jacqueline Gransbury. That's a key foul.
That's four.
Yeah, they need Gransbury, especially with that three-point shot that she has. They're going to need her in the game. A couple of threes could put them right back in it. Green on the baseline. A nice cut on the back door by Mackenzie Drew, and she scores.
Real nice offensive play right there by the Trojans. Just ran the girl all the way around the key and down to the baseline. Wide open layup.
Green with the basketball. They go into the paint, and Clough trying to step her way through a double team here is fouled.
Yeah, she got a little lucky right there because I think that was a tied-up ball situation, and I believe that would have been Green. Or nope, actually, they're looking down at the buzzer, and it says it would have been Walton's ball anyways.
And to the high post, Walton will look to get it in. Step back, three ball here for Gransbury won't go. Smith comes out of there with the rebound.
Smith with a real nice defensive rebound right there because three Warriors were right there ready to put it back.
Race across the midcourt timeline. Bounces one to Smith now at the high post. Smith's shot is too strong. And a rebound for Walton. And now Grace Reinhardt will walk it up the floor across the Trojans logo. Reinhardt tries to go to the far side. It's cooked by Gransbury. Gransbury back to McKibben for three. And that one is off the side of the rim. Pops sky high. Ball loose and Green comes away with it. Double team here for Walton. And Green's going to call a timeout with head coach Dave Gorton. 5:55 to go in the fourth. Green 39 and Walton 28 will be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 39-28, Green Girls on top of Walton. The opening round of the sectional tournament here in Class C, Section 4. This is the 7-10 game, Green hosting Walton.
Looks like Walton's in some form of a zone pressure here.
Yeah, they're going to try to bring the house here, get as much pressure as they can, maybe get some steals that they could turn into some easy points. Let's see if they can do it. Green this time is going to break the pressure. They'll get across the midcourt timeline with Rice. Rice at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Peck right side. 5:40 to go in the fourth. It's Green 39, Walton 28. Kennedy right side stripped of the ball. Good steal there by guess who? Gransbury.
Nice little play right there. A little tap from 22 right to Gransbury. Gransbury brings the ball up for the Warriors.
Reinhardt left side, floats one back over to Gransbury. Wants a three, pulls the trigger and hits it. Nothing but the bottom of the net there for Gransbury.
Real nice shot right there.
9 points for Gransbury on 3 three-pointers, and it's 39-31. Walton still has life. Green right side finds Peck, wants to take it down low. Good bounce pass through traffic, but it's blocked out of bounds there by Walton, and Lauren Frank was able to block the shot by Mackenzie Drew, who was wide open for a split second.
Yeah, number 33 with a really nice defensive block right there. Green's ball underneath their basket.
Peck on the baseline, will get it into Kennedy. Kennedy into the paint, flips one over to Emma Smith, lost control of it, scoops it back up, left low block, turnaround shot, count it, and she's fouled, and she's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Real nice play right there, real strong move on the baseline, went to the left side, came back to her right, got hit, made the basket, now she gets the foul shot.
So it's 41-31, Green on top of Walton with just under 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And so stepping in to the line is Emma Smith, rattled in and out. Clough with the rebound. Outlet pass to Lauren Frank. Walton's in the orange with the white and black trim. Green's in the white with the green trim. Walton looking for some buckets to clip it back into this one. To try to go to the interior for Clough. Punched away there by Peck. And a steal for Green. Peck with the home run pass ahead for Kennedy. Tries to take it to the rim. Shot is up and good for Olivia Kennedy.
Nice little move right there to avoid the contact and not get the offensive foul. Player control, but good job. Made the basket too.
Green back in control, and now a steal by Kennedy. Kennedy down the floor, left side. Takes it to the rim, and it's in. Kennedy with 14, and Green leads 45-31. Timeout Walton with 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be back. We'll take a break as Green is trying to open this thing up on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
4:20 to go, fourth quarter. Green girls, after two straight layups from Olivia Kennedy, lead 45-31. Kennedy has 14 and Smith has 14 for the Trojans. And now another steal by Green, but Walton's just able to take it back as Gransbury saved it near midcourt. Gransbury with the ball at the top of the key, looking for options. Goes to Lauren Frank, left side, steps in for a long 15-footer, no good. Rebound for Grace Reinhart, left side though. Trying to find Clough, pass was too tall. Maddie Rice is going to track it down, 2-on-1 if she can hurry. Rice down the left side, finds Peck, reverses over to Kennedy, goes inside, is blocked there by Clough, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans.
Real nice defense right there, otherwise that's another basket for Abby Kennedy, and Green gets the ball underneath their own basket here with 3:45 to go.
And the Trojans will get it in on the baseline. And there it is, up off the glass and good for Mackenzie Drew.
Ran that play twice already today on that side of the basket. And both times have worked out great for Coach Gordon.
3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. What was a 4-point lead for Walton at halftime has evaporated. And Green is ahead 47-31. Walton on the right side of the floor. Now they go back to Gransbury for three. Flapjacks on a Ferris wheel there for Gransbury.
Yeah, real nice shot. She's just hit nothing but the bottom of the net the last two shots.
47-34 with 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Peck down the left side of the floor. Into the corner for Kennedy. A long two. Rattles in and out. Clough with a rebound. And then outlet pass here. Ahead for McGibbon. McGibbon across the midcourt timeline. Now to Reinhart. come up on 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Wings a pass, baseball style, through the defense, off the hands of Smith and out of bounds.
Yeah, she had a window. It was not very big, but she tried to fit the ball in there, and it got tipped out of bounds.
And now Gransbury for three on the left side again. Gransbury now with 15, and Walton's not going away. They've chipped it back to 10. It's 47-37. Another three from the freshman. Green back up the floor here with Smith. Smith goes to the left side for Kennedy. Kennedy back to Smith at the high post. Down on the low block, knocked out of bounds. Clough was able to block that one. And it'll stay here with the Trojans. Timeout is going to be taken here by Green, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. 2.5 to go in the fourth. It's 47-37. Green on top of Walton on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2.5 to go in the fourth. It's 47-37. The Green girls on top of Walton here. The 7-10 matchup, opening round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament. Out of the timeout, Green with the ball. They go to Kennedy, right side. She wants a three, fires and hits it. Kennedy with 17, having a career night here.
Doing a really nice job generating some of the offense on defense by herself and then also making a nice three-point shot right there.
50-37 the score. And to the left side, here's Lauren Frank for a three. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Smith with the rebound. 2 minutes to go in the fourth, and Peck down the right side of the floor. Finds Kennedy, works it back to Smith. Smith to Kennedy, again a little give and go to the right low block, back out for Rice. And now Green looks to work a little clock. With 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter, Smith to the interior, goes back to Peck, left side. Pump fakes, now goes to Drew in the left wing corner. 5 on the shot clock coming up. Let's see if Green is aware. Peck goes back to Maddie Rice. She's going to have to toss up a three at the end of the shot clock, and it goes! Banked one in for Maddie Rice. That's when you know.
Chuck and hope right there, yeah. Folks. That was all that was. She was almost falling down, and she just fired the ball up towards the basket, and it went in.
That's when you know it's going your way. Here's McGibbon for a right side three. That won't go down. And with 1:15 to go in the fourth, it's 53-37. And Green is trying to put the exclamation point on this one. Timeout taken by Green. With 1:09 to go in the fourth, we'll step away. It's Green 53, Walton 37. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. And I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lowell and Tim Cunning with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Green is trying to put the icing on the cake here as we hit 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter, and Green leads 53-37. Inside for Peck, and her shot is up and good. She's got 8 points. We'll keep it right here as Green is going to take out their starting five, and it looks like the Trojans will be moving on to the second round in the Section 4 Class C tournament.
What a second half they had. I mean, it just absolutely caught the Walton Warriors just went out of rhythm there for a little bit, and they just Green capitalized at that point in time, and they got that big lead and have never let it come back.
Yeah, Walton was ahead 22-18 at the half. And our score right now is 55-37. Clough inside, turnaround shot, no good. Again, congratulations to Mackenzie Clough joining the 1,000 career point club. She also grabbed her 1,000th career rebound last week, and you hate to see it finish this way for her, but still great that she was able to get her 1,000th career point. Pratt with a right-handed layup. She has 7. Walton's going to take a timeout with 30 seconds left. And our score is 57-37 here with 31 seconds to go here, and we'll keep it here as they take that timeout to let Clough come out of the game. She gets a great round of applause here, as well she should.
Yeah, definitely an incredible accomplishment for that young woman, and just really class act by both schools with that little honor that they gave her after that 13th point went through.
Don't think Clough has made her college decision yet, but I know there's a lot of Division III schools that have been hanging around recruiting her over the last year or two, so we'll hope that she'll get to continue her career somewhere at the next level. 20 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's 57-37. Walton gave Green everything they could handle in the first half. Shot here by McGibbon is no good as they work off the last 10 seconds, but Green will be moving on. Shot here is off the mark and no good. And Green could meet up with Deposit Hancock in the second round. We'll see if that comes true later here tonight once we see the DH final. But that's going to do it. 57-37, our final postgame show coming up as the Green girls defeat Walton here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Green Central School. Our final score, 57-37. Green girls defeating Walton to move on in the Section 4 Class C girls basketball tournament. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Walton, 15 points apiece for Jacqueline Gransberry and Mackenzie Clough. Gransberry with 5 3-pointers. Clough, of course, needed 13 coming into tonight to reach the 1,000 career point club. She finishes with 15, so congratulations to her. 7 points for Lauren Frank to round out the scoring there for Walton. On the other side for Green, Olivia Kennedy came alive in the second half. She has 17 points. Emma Smith with 14. Kylie Peck with 8. 7 for Caitlin Pratt. 5 for Mackenzie Drew, 3 apiece for Maddie Rice and Jenna Albin. Great balance scoring for the Trojans.
Yeah, really nice job for them in the second half. I think they were a little nervous when they came out right off the bat. I think they were really focused on trying to stop Mackenzie Clough and not getting that 1,000-point honor, and they didn't do it. And then they just, in the second half, they just absolutely played a fantastic basketball game. They had some really nice out-of-bounds plays where they got the point that they wanted, they got the shot that they wanted, and they made it and extended that lead. And like you said, Nate, it was 22-18, Walton Warriors at half.
Let's do our three awards now. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'll go with Olivia Kennedy tonight, 17 points, a game high here tonight for Green. But in the second half, she was great, just in transition, getting those easy shots and then stepping back and hitting some long twos as well.
Absolutely, just made, you know, just took the game over on her own and playing great defense, got herself a couple of steals, made a couple of nice passes, and her teammates rewarded her back with the give and go, and she made the layups. Great job.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'll go Emma Smith with this tonight. I thought she was great on the interior, having to guard Mackenzie Clough. Yes, Clough got 15 for Walton, but Smith held Clough well under what she would normally get. Every night we normally see Mackenzie up in the 22, 24, 26 range, and Emma was great on the glass as well. So we'll give Emma Smith from Green the Dynamic Defense Award.
Yeah, I agree with that too, Nate, because she did a fantastic job on her. I mean, she did have a little bit of help every time that Clough got the ball at half or at the top of the key. She actually was right there, and she had a little help on the front, over the top, and then also in front of her.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Let's give this to Mackenzie Clough. I mean, joins the 1,000 Career Point Club. Congratulations to her. What a great night. She's our all-purpose player.
Absolutely. Did a fantastic job. You know, 1,000 rebounds earlier in the year and 1,000 points tonight. And then also, she made some really nice defensive blocks on Emma down there on the green basket. So, you know, she did a really nice job playing defense as well, and she kept her team in the game as long as she could. Fortunately, they are on the losing end of it tonight, though.
So Green moves on, and make sure to check out WCDOsports.com or follow my Twitter page, at Nate Lull. We'll be catching up with all of the games here locally tonight involving local teams. So if you need those scores, head on over there, as we'll be posting those up shortly. Again, our final score here, the 7-seed Green Girls defeat 10-seed Walton 57-37. And Cutter, thanks for joining me for a hoops game. This was fun.
Yeah, thanks, Nate. I really do appreciate it. I really do like working with you. It's a lot of fun, and this time of year is the best time to do games, folks, because I'll tell you what, you get to see those kids go out there and give it their all, because they know if we lose, we're done.
Yeah, so it's a great time of year. We're going to have some fun games coming up over the next couple of weeks, so make sure you tune in for those for sure. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios. He's our in-game producer, and make sure to check out WCDOsports.com. We'll be posting tomorrow what games we're going to do Friday, Saturday, where we'll be, what games we're covering. So, again, Green defeats Walton 57-37. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. We'll see you later this week on WCDO Sports.